Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1649. Your Goldilocks, Brain and Sleep by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and always provide my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows doing just that. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. Oh, and hey, speaking of Optimal Living Daily, I'm sure you know my brother Justin, who's the host of that show. Well, be sure to wish him a happy birthday, because today is Justin's birthday. Happy birthday, brother. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Your Goldilocks, Brain and Sleep by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. How's your sleeping? Sleep is one of those things we often pay little attention to unless you have a sleep disorder or have difficulty getting enough. What's the link between our brain and sleep? We've heard it before, how we are all horribly sleep deprived and how this is impacting our health, mood, our memory, and thinking skills. And yes, while it's true many of us struggle to get enough shut-eye, there are others who have no such issue. In fact, they're happily tucked up under their quilt, all cozy in their beds for far longer, maybe 9 or 10 hours. Does this matter? Is sleeping longer as bad for us as not sleeping enough? This is what a group of neuroscientists from the University of Western Ontario Brain and Mind Institute set out to discover. Their findings from the world's largest brain and sleep study were recently published in the Sleep Journal. Over 10,000 people from around the world took part, completing an in-depth questionnaire and undertaking a battery of 12 cognitive tests supplied by Cambridge Brain Sciences to examine selective attention, reasoning, verbal short-term memory, spatial working memory, planning, visuospatial working memory, cognitive flexibility, and various aspects of inattention. The questionnaire asked about people's sleeping habits, what medications they were taking, their age, where they lived, and what level of education they had received. Can you guess what they discovered? Let's take a look at the 5 big takeaways. 1. Many of us fall way below the bar of getting enough sleep. While it's recommended we get between 7 and 8 hours of sleep for better brain health and function, around half of the respondents were getting only 6.3 hours. Worse still, those who reported that they were surviving on 4 hours or less performed as if they were 9 years older on their cognitive tests. Yikes. This is not good news if you're a bright go-getter seeking to climb the corporate ladder and are currently burning the candle at both ends in order to achieve this. I listened in horror to a conversation where a CEO, a woman in her mid-30s, shared how she regularly only gets 4 to 5 hours of sleep, because this is what she perceives as necessary to stay at the top of her game. She cheerfully added that while she knew this was probably not ideal in the long term, she anticipated being able to back off from her work a little in 4 or 5 years' time. Have I mentioned that the first insight we lose when chronically sleep deprived is just how tired we are, and that chronic sleep deprivation increases our risk for heart disease, diabetes, and obesity? Not only that, it leads to detectable impairments in our overall cognition. Whether you're running a company, leading a team, or working on the tools, Being able to think clearly, rationally, and logically is imperative to everyone's safety. 2. Age doesn't come into it. Adults over the age of 18, regardless of age, all need 7 to 8 hours of sleep for a highly functioning brain. Neither did age have any bearing on those who were deemed to be sleeping too much or too little in terms of cognitive impairment. 3. There is an optimal amount of sleep. Yes, you guessed it, 7 to 8 hours of good quality uninterrupted sleep is the ideal for better reasoning and overall cognition. 4. What about the long sleepers? The brain is often described as being a bit of a Goldilocks. Everything has to be in balance for it to function at its best, and this is certainly true in relation to our sleep patterns. Sleeping for too long isn't good for us either. Yeah, I know, you just can't win. Why this is, apart from being grossly unfair, remains a bit of a mystery. However, regularly sleeping in excess of 8 hours has been linked to an increased risk for depression, poorer health, reduced physical fitness, and increased morbidity. It's also associated with greater sleep inertia that lasts longer and is more intense. Sleep inertia is that horrible groggy feeling when we're awakened from our slumbers by the alarm clock, or the kids jumping onto the bed to announce it's time to play, or the dog scratching at the door at 3 a.m. asking to be let out for a week. Not feeling fully awake can have disastrous consequences if you're suddenly being called upon to make that important decision or solve a problem. And 5, there's a world of difference between short and long-term sleep deprivation on our cognition. Long-term sleep deprivation appears to have a prolonged effect on reasoning and verbal ability, but little on short-term memory performance. That's good to know, because I guess we've all had those nights where sleep eludes us for one reason or another. One thing this study did reveal was that having a slightly longer night's sleep than normal when you're normally running a bit short will boost performance the next day, meaning that even one good night's sleep can make a positive difference. Thank goodness there's a silver lining after all. So where do you lie on the sleep spectrum? Are you getting enough, verging on too much, or getting it about right? While we are all individuals and genetic differences do play a role, it appears we all benefit from getting enough, but not too much, good quality sleep. You just listened to the post titled, Your Goldilocks, Brain, and Sleep by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Please, please don't lose sleep over thinking about how you're probably not getting enough sleep. That just makes things worse. We've all had those nights where we think, if I fall asleep right now, that will still give me 6 hours of sleep. Fast forward an hour later, and we're still awake, thinking, okay, if I fall asleep right now, I will get at least 5 hours of sleep. And before you know it, it's time to get up and we haven't slept a wink. If you find it's difficult to fall asleep, here are my suggestions. First, continue to exercise regularly. Many, many studies have found that those that exercise regularly are able to fall asleep faster and achieve that deeper REM sleep longer when compared to those that don't exercise regularly. Second, keep your bedroom cold and dark. But if you find that getting enough sleep is an ongoing issue, it may be time to have a conversation with your healthcare provider. I wouldn't necessarily recommend using an antihistamine like Benadryl every night without your doctor's approval to help you fall asleep. That's because studies have found that regular use of these types of antihistamines may increase the risk for dementia later in life. I would also check with your healthcare provider before using melatonin. But in the meantime, see if you can squeeze in some regular exercise and keep your bedroom on the cooler side and dark, and see if that helps. All right, that'll do it for today. Wishing again my brother Justin of Optimal Living Daily a very happy birthday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show and where your optimal life awaits.